following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the different Eureka makes them beat it right along.
And it has a terrible name that we call it, that I'm not going to say. But it's a delicious brisket made with, believe it or not, of all things, ketchup and Worcestershire sauce. And it's absolutely delicious. I don't know why, but I'm seeing the face of the fat thing right now, just smirking at me. That fat thing who is doing his 300th show today, I think. Or not 300th. Good Christ. He did his 300th show 200 and some shows ago. You know, he's beginning his third year. That's what it is. See, it's that I don't really care. So I would like to say officially on my program, congratulations, you lard-ass, bacon-grease-smelling, big, fat thing. You creature in the you Carolina's creature. You oozing lipids. The bad kind of lipids oozing from your pores, gunky man, person, thing, beast, elbow shoving, person, thing, bacon.
Move on.
Congratulations on 3 years of ruining everybody's life who has ears.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I don't know why, but I'm seeing the face of the fat thing right now, just smirking at me.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 540 of the BFO for Friday, the 26th of February, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, we come to the end of Anniversarium Month, and Big Fatty has got all kinds of weird stuff to tell you about. Yes! Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, it is going to be a busy day for Big Fatty on this Friday because, y'all, I am going to be hitting the road. Yes. And I am going to visit Mr. Daniel Beaver and Lurie Warbucks this evening, and then I'll be coming back to Upchuck on Saturday. But Lurie Warbucks is visiting from the Connect to cut where, y'all, evidently there's a blizzard. There is a blizzard going on. So, you know, y'all, he may think he's going back sometime soon. He ain't going nowhere. Because, no, he cannot do it. And, evidently we're going to some kind of fancy-smancy supper place. Then there's going to be an over-serving at the Beaver family compound. Daniel and Joe will be doing the over-serving. And so that should be interesting. And y'all, let me just tell you this. This is a real testament for how much I care about the Lurie Warbucks and Daniel Beaver and Joe. It's because, y'all, there's nothing I hate more than the hour and a half drive to Columbia. Oh, Big Fatty, we know you hate it. Yes. Do you hate it as much as we hated your show opening on Wednesday? Well, y'all, there was a little problem. There was a little problem with one of the shows earlier this week because Big Fatty just fucked it up. Yes, Big Fatty, we know you did, but y'all, I didn't get a single comment. I guess everybody is just used to having everything ruined. Ruined, as was brought to your attention at the beginning of today's show by the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Dear Gussie, move on! No,
Jesus, move on!
Poor Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, this is what you heard at the beginning of the show earlier this week.
Attention, attention, attention. An emergency situation has been detected in...
Now, y'all, this is normally when Big Fatty would be talking with the news music behind him, but I you know, we went right into the stuff with the QCast boys and that English John. But anyway, Big Fatty, turn it off, please. We have had enough of this. Please, for the love of God, enough of that English John. Yes. Now, y'all, what Big Fatty did is he went in and he took out a couple of tracks that I normally don't use unless I have the news music. And I had forgotten by the time I got to the end of the show, recording the show, that I had forgotten that I had something on those tracks, and I just took it out. So it was just there like, oh, Big Fatty, you just took it out, and we just didn't think anything about it. But y'all, had you heard it properly, the whole little skitette would have made a lot more sense, and I'll try to recreate that for you right now.
Attention, attention, attention. An emergency situation has been detected in...
This just into the BFO Dear Gussie desk. We have received some chatter on the interwebs that we believe to be about Big Fatty.
I go in there, I was saying to Michael, it smells like pool chlorine and semen.
And cigarettes.
And cigarettes. And he pointed out that those things smell similar, semen and pool chlorine.
The first night. Yeah, they do.
Bar rag or cum rag?
We're not sure. We didn't
find out.
Or
why not both? Think of how many anal encounters there have been at that place.
Now, see, y'all, that would have been a lot funnier, and it would have made a whole lot more sense. So, Big Fatty, Big Fatty, we just figured they were talking about you. You always smell I don't know what you smell like, but we'll figure it out anyway. Anyway, y'all had a horror meeting last night. Not last night. I had it on Wednesday night. And it went real well, y'all, and Granny and Miss Porter had some lovely little chicken wings for us to snack on while we were there, and y'all, it was very, very, very good. But now, y'all, before the time gets away from me, I want to go down into the Fat Cave. Oh, Big Fatty, we haven't been there in forever!
Another groovy day in Gotham City. And everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty online. The Fat Cave. Oh, Lord. Ruined. Crickets. Gosh. To the Fat Cave. B-I-G. F-A-T-T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online. That is correct. Now, y'all, I haven't been down here in a while to talk to you about the quiz programs, because, yes, Big Fatty, we know you have not spoken about the quiz programs. But, y'all, that's because this week they had the first live shows on the American Idols. And so that was this week. And the girls, and evidently Simon, this is a singing competition. Evidently Simon made some prediction that one of the girls was going to win this year. and it was published in some newspaper or something like that. But y'all, they were all just cunty. And the boys sang on Wednesday night, and really there were only a couple of them that I thought were any good. Y'all, and they're all said, this is the best year of singers we've ever had. And y'all, I couldn't disagree more. But I think the boy with the long blonde hair, Casey or whatever his name is, I think that he was good. And there was kind of a scruffy guy that was kind of good. And y'all, but one of the Ching Chong Mexicans, he was like, oh, I'm gonna sing the song now, and I sound racist. And y'all, I mean, he was just very, it was stereotypical, bad Ching Chong karaoke. Yes, McCready, it was awful. And y'all, speaking of awful, that Ellen DeGeneres, y'all, she got no business being on the show. I mean, I like Ellen, but y'all, she gets on there and all she does is repeat what the other judges say. And, you know, she doesn't know a high C from a low D. Yes, Big Freddy, we know. What is a low D? I don't know, but it's right above an F, I guess. But she's just awful. Just awful. But now, y'all, the other thing is the big run. The big run is homemade cone beef hash. The big run. They have the Cowboys. They pulled a fast one. They pulled a fast one on some of them this week, and they came in number one. And the old grandma and her granddaughter. Where's my walker? They came in last and they were eliminated. And y'all, speaking of eliminated, I want to send out best wishes to Granny. Not the one that was on the big run, but Granny is having her very first colonoscopy on Friday afternoon. And so y'all, as I'm recording this, he is beginning the prep work. And those of you who have had a colonoscopy know that the prep work is something to behold. Oh, but funny, I don't want to hold anything when it comes to prep work. And y'all, then the other thing that I wanted to talk to you about is what do you call that? Oh, the survivors, the heroes versus villains. And y'all, I think they're all gonna. I think all the heroes are gonna turn into villains, and I think all the villains are just gonna get pissed off at each other, and somebody's gonna get hurt. Somebody is gonna kill somebody. And y'all, it's bitchy. It's just bitchy. And y'all, they've gotten rid of two of the women heroes. And I know that sounds like an oxymoron, like Jumbo Shrimp, but anyway, it's getting good. It is getting good. And, you know, we always like the survivor. Now, y'all, are you watching the Under the Cover Boss? Because, y'all, it's a pretty good show. Except, y'all, I don't think it's really as undercover as they want us to think. Because everybody has on a great-looking uniform when they go into the stores undercover. And, all this kind of stuff. I mean, they know something, and obviously there's a camera crew there, so they know something's going on. And so it's not as undercover as you might think it is. But but anyway, I think one of the ways that they've talked these chief executive officers into doing this and showing sort of the bad side of their companies to the world, because that's what they're doing, y'all. They're showing it to the world. Well, maybe not to the world, but they're showing the bad sides of their companies to different things, to different people. But I think what they're doing is it's basically a free 1-hour advertisement for their company, and to just, you know, show, oh,
Oh, we have made changes, and this is a wonderful, wonderful place. And oh, you have the Sugar by DTs. Well, we are going to start a Sugar by DTs fund in your name. We're not gonna help you with your Sugar by DTs, but we're gonna start a fund in your name. And you know, it's and oh, you're about to lose your house. Well, here, let us give you let us make an extra payment on your home so you don't lose it until after the show airs, or something like that. But you know, anyway. And y'all, evidently, on the Bachelor, they revealed the celebrities that are going to be on the next incarnation of the Dancing with the Stars. Now, y'all, they're going to reveal who is on the Dancing with the Stars, which is it debuts on March the 22nd. But, y'all, there are some rumors that are out there, and they're going to reveal who's in the cast on Monday night during The Bachelor. But, several of the rumors are that Levi Johnson, that used to be associated with that Sarah Palin, that he's going to be on there. And there's another rumor that Ozzy Osbourne is going to follow in Kelly's footsteps. Y'all, he is retarded. He is just retarded. There is also a rumor that let's look at it right here. Greg Louganis and that Nadia Comaneci might be on this season, and that LaToya Jackson might be there as well. And, let's just see if there's any others here. That's all I see right now. Bill Walton? Who is Bill Walton? Oh, he must be a basketball player. Big Freddy, don't tell us. We'll just wait. We'll wait for Monday night and find out, rather than having to listen to you natter on about pure nothingness. Now, I have received a Twitter request from David Larrabee. David Larrabee has sent me a Twitter request, and y'all, I'm just going to go over here and see if I have any idea who the fuck David Larrabee is. And y'all, there are lots of those other Twitter requests that I've not heard anything from those people. And you know, you're about to get the finger. Fabian Benjamin? Yes. Oh, Fabian Benjamin lives in Columbia. I wonder if he'll see me up there in. If he'll see me up there in the, when I'm up there. And Big Thick Uncut over there in the Ock, y'all, I don't know. But, y'all, I don't see any people. Don't see any people, on this one. Oh, dear gushy. Now, y'all, you know it is a full moon this weekend, and I can tell you that it has already started with Big Fatty. Because on Thursday afternoon, Big Fatty did not have one gentleman call. No, I had two. Oh, Big Fatty, you are just, yes, yes, that's what you are, Big Fatty. You are just, yes, something. And so y'all have a great weekend. I hope that the full moon is good to you. And I hope that you'll be back here. And remember, when you hear Big Fatty again on Monday, I'll be saying, Rabbit, Rabbit, and Vera, what will you be saying?
I don't know why, but I'm seeing the face of the fat thing right now, just smirking at me.
That's because I'm the man in the moon.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Meh!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.